Today's shir is Masechta Menachos Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Tes Zayin. Amid Be'ez, the last words of the Amid. Amri Harif in the Pumbedisa. The sharp Talmidim in Pumbedisa, Rashi identifies them as Eifa and Afima, Avimi, the sons of Rechava. Haktara Mefaktelis Haktara. If somebody did Haktara, the Haktara of the Kaimitz, of the Karban Mincha, with the intention to burn the Levoina after the right time, Lachazman, that is considered, and that is going to be Pigel. But Fel Rabbanim, and it continues, and they continue saying, even according to Rabbanim, Damri, that we learned extensively in our previous year of the opinion, Dei Mefaglim B'chatzi Mater, that in order for carbon to become pigle by haktara, you have to have haktara, you have to have that machshava, both by the burning of the kaimitz and the burning of the levina, because since it is necessary to burn the kaimitz and the levina, so having a machshava by one of them will not be adequate, because a mefaglim, according to the Rabbanan, b'chatzi mater, says the Gemara Milay, Hecha Dechishev Bebishraim. What that case that we had in our previous year was when the Machshava by the burning of the Kaimitz was regarding the Shraim, or the Machshava, and that, and he did not have that Machshava by the Levoina, or vice versa, he had the Machshava by the burning of the Levoina to eat the Shraim after the right time, and that, and he did not have that Machshava by the burning of the Kaimitz. Hani Mili, Hechad the Chishibe B'Shraim, when a Machshava was regarding the Shraim. Hechad the Chishibe B'Shraim, Ulvan B'Misl Kaimi, he did not have any improper Machshava during the burning of the Levoina. Avahocha, in the case that we began our Shia today, the Chishle B'Avoina, his Machshava was to burn the Levoina Chutzlas Mana. It's considered as if he had the machshava by everything, because he had a machshava during the Haktara of the Kaimitz, and the machshava that he had during the burning of the Kaimitz was on the Levoina, or the same thing would be vice versa. So that means he had, so both the Kaimitz and the Levoina were affected through this machshava. And since both the kaimitz and the levoina were affected during this machshava, so therefore it's considered that he had a machshava's pigel during the entire matter. But since it's considered as if he had a machshava's pigel through the entire matter, that's why the halacha will be that, unlike what we discussed in our previous year, it will be pigel. On Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara brought a machlokes Rabbi Yosi Chachamim. The according to Rabbi Yosi, ain matter mefagel samater, and therefore the levoina cannot become pigel during something that takes place with the kaimitz. The opinion of the Chachamim is that only by two matirim that are not in the same keli, but for example, the kifsei atzeres. So having machshava about the other animal, when I'm working with one animal, thinking about the other animal, that's where we will hold a matter mefagel matter according to the Chachamim. But here we're speaking about two matirim, the kaimitz and the levoina, that are brought in one keli. Here we don't apply, according to the Chachamim, the concept of a matter mefagel as a matter, and therefore, because here we're not, here a matter mefagel samater is not a consideration, therefore teaches us the Gemara, the new chiddush that the Harifi the Pumbedisa taught us, that the halach will be, if during the kaimitz you had a machshava on the levoina, you have a full pigel, and accordingly point out the Rishonim, since it's only the Rabbanan that make this new distinction when we speak about where do we say a matter mefagel samater, and when do we not say a matter mefagel samater, That's why the halacha that we began our shiur today is only applicable according to Chachamim. According to Rabbi Yossi, we would still have the problem of a matter mefakeles matter, and therefore halacha is that this would not, that this halacha would not be accurate. Amar Rava Afanan Namitanina continues. The Gemara Rava teaches us also that we learned in the Mishnah Daf Yud Beis Zeh Klal. If somebody does a kmitza or puts the kmitza in the klisharis or a molech, or he carries the kmitz or a makter, or he does the burning of the kmitz with the intention to eat something that's supposed to be eaten, the shrayim, not in the proper place, or his intention was to burn the kmitz dulvaina chutz l'mkaymai, not in the proper place, the halacha is possible for a baikaris. However, if his machshava was to eat or eat something that's meant to be eaten or burn something that's meant to be burned, chutz l'zmanoi, past the right time, the halacha is pigel v'chayav al karis. And Rava makes a point, my laugh isn't the way to understand our Mishnah that's talking about Torah Dumi Dahanach. When we speak about the Haktorah, we speak similarly about the Kmitza and putting into the Klisharis and carrying it. So when we speak about the Kmitza, or the Matan Keli or the Hiluch, Ben Lecho, whether there was a Machshava to eat the Shrine tomorrow, Ben Lehakter, or if he had a Machshava to burn the Levine at the wrong time, the Loch is Pigal. Af Haktorah, so too, when we're doing the Akhtar of the Akhtar of the Akhtar, because there is no, as we learned many times, there is no Matan Keli of Levoina. There is no Hiluch of Levoina. So the Gemara Af Hiluch, Af Akhtar, when we speak about the burning of the Kaimitz, Ben Lechel, whether the Machshava was to eat the Shrine tomorrow, or Ben Lehakter, if there was a Machshava to burn the Levoina past the right time, it will be Pligi. The Mishnah, when it says, Lechel Dovish, it says Rava. When the Mishnah says Lechel Dovish Da'ak Lechel, or Lech the Dovish Da'ak Lehakter, is referring to everything, all the different steps mentioned in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah is teaching us that if you did any of the steps, including what we began our shiur with today, burning the Tyrus, while you were burning the Kaimitz, you thought about the Levina, the halacha is that it will be a case of pigel. Loi, says the Gemara, the proof is not a valid proof. Hanach, ben lecho, ben lehakter. When we speak about the various steps in the Mishnah, they're speaking about it'll become pigel, whether your machshava was to eat the shrayim chutz l'zmanoi, whether to burn the levina chutz l'zmanoi. But when we speak about the case that our Mishnah began with today, Haktorah, burning the kaimitz, when will it be pigel? Lechel, if you had a machshava to eat the shrayim in. Lehakter, but machshava by burning the kaimitz, on the burning of the levina, loy pigel would not necessarily be pigel. Says the Gemara, Yosra of Menashe, Bagoda, Kameda, Baiv, Yosra Kama, Mishmeda of Chizda, Ein Haktorah Mefagels, Haktorah. And he says if when you were burning the kaimitz, you had a mind to burn the levina chutz l'zmanoi, then it won't be pigel. And he even says moreover, even the opinion of Rameya that we learned in our previous year, that a machshava, even by the kaimitz alone, or the burning of kaimitz alone, even though you did not have that machshava by the burning of the levina, it will be a machshava's pigel. Says Rav Chizda that that's only in a case that when you were burning the kaimitz, you were thinking about, when you were burning the kaimitz, you were thinking about the shrayim. The kaimitz matter the two, because the kaimitz makes that we should be ate the shrayim, and therefore a machshavas pigel by the kaimitz makes pigel if you thought improperly about the shrayim. Aval hocha, in the case that we began our shiur with today, the kaimitz lav matadalvanahu, the kaimitz doesn't affect the ability to do or not do the avoda with the levainam, lematzma fagelbei. Then the machshava by the kaimitz will not make on the levaina will not make this carbon into pigel. Amalei Abaya, and Abaya said to Rav Nashi bar Gada, Ana Mari, tell me, did Rav say this halacha b'shmei the Rav? Did Rav say this halacha in the name of Rav? And to which he answered, in the halacha is that he did. So the question is, how could Rav Chisda disagree when we learned that, as we said at the beginning of our shiur, that opinion of the Chachamim is that kins the kaima and the levaina are in one keli? How could Rav Chisda disagree? So Kiva Eger says that there we're speaking about during the act of kmitza. So since the act of kmitza is what makes that we should be ultimately allowed to burn the levaina, that's why machshava by the kmitza, even though it's not related to the levaina, will affect that it should be pigel. And therefore, if somebody did kmitza with the machshava that he's going to burn the levaina not in the proper time, that's when, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the Gemara meant to say it will pigel. But that wasn't the case, and that isn't the case that we began our shiur with today. We began our shiur with the case that while you're burning the kaimitz, you have a machshava on the burning of the levaina. That was not what was referred to that would become pigel. Et benami, it says the Gemara, et benami, Amar Chizda Marav, ein haktara mefagel saktara. And now the Gemara attempts, Abaya attempts to bring a raya to that halacha. Amar Yaakov bar Idi mishmei d'Abaya, afanan nami tunina. We learned a Mishnah that could back this up. Because we learned on daf tezayin amin aleph, shachar echmen hakevasim, if somebody shechted one of the shnei kifse atzeres, the two kifse atzeres that are brought on Shavuos, with the intention lechem and lemacher to eat from it tomorrow, which is chutz l'zmanoi, the halacha is hupigel, that animal becomes pigel, the chaveri kosher, but the other animal is not pigel. However, if his intention was lechem chaveri lemacher, if his only intention was about the other animal and not about the animal with which he is working currently, then the halacha shnayim kasherim. My tama, what's the reason for this, that both animals in such a situation remain kosher? Mishum dekivin de lav matter de dehu, the one animal is not the matter of the other animal. Lav mishum dekivin de lav matter de dehu, one animal is not the matter of the other animal. And here too, in our Gemara, since the burning of the kaimitz is not the matter of the burning of the levaina, the machshava during the burning of the kaimitz is not going to be meaningful if you had the machshava regarding the levaina. Even though, of course, the Gemara could have suggested, say the Mefarshim, that Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And as we said in the beginning of our shiur, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, there is no question, that the machshava during the burning of the kaimitz cannot affect what goes on with what you had a machshava on the levaina. Still, the Gemara has a different way of saying why that Gemara is not a raya. Loi, hasam hu d'loikva b'chadmona. As we said at the beginning of a shir, why did the Gemara begin today's shir by saying a machshava on the kaimitz can become pigel if you thought about the levaina? Because the kaimitz and the levaina are in one keli, so that connects them. Aval hocha, but there we're talking about two animals, which of course are not in the same keli. Aval hocha, what we're speaking in our Gemara that we began with, dikva b'chad mana, that the kaimitz and the levaina are in the same keli, that kichad domi, they're much more connected. And therefore, it could well be that the machshava that you had by the burning of the kaimitz on the burning of the levaina would make it into pigel. Amar av nuna, hamil savlili, this halacha that we're learning, Hamel Sivlali, Rav Chanina taught me this halacha for the kolali, and it is so important to me, it's so valuable to me, kikula talmidoi, like the whole of Shas. Hik the kaimitz lak, the levoina, if somebody, as he was burning the tyrus, the kaimitz of the Karva Mincha, he had in mind to burn the levoina tomorrow, or lechel shrayim l'machol, or eat the chutz l'zmanoi, or lechel shrayim l'machol, to eat the shrayim chutz l'zmanoi, and both of these cases will be pigel. Ask the Gemara, my kamashmalon, what is Rav Chanina coming to teach us? The if he's coming to teach us that if somebody thought a machshavas pigel while he was on the levina, while he was working, while he was burning the kaimitz, but he did not have that machshavas, that's pigel. But machshavas to eat the shrayim, it's not going to be pigel, because aim a fagel b'chatzi matter. And therefore, machshava only by the burning of the kaimitz cannot make pigel lema. So let him say explicitly, lahakter hakter kaimitz lahakter levina. And we would learn that nothing, and he should not mention the din of the shrayim. If on the other hand, what he's coming to teach us is v'chagel v'chatzim mata kumash malon, that you can make pigel even if you only think by the burning of the kaimitz or by the burning of the levina. If you want to say that he's going to teach us both of these halachas, one, he wants to teach us that lecho, that mfaglim of chatzi matter, that if you only had a machshava by one of them, it becomes pigel. And also he wants to teach us that mfaglim mi maktara laktara, lema hikta kaimitz lakta levina, ulecho shraim lamachar, that would be clearly an indication that he's teaching us both din dinim. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ada Bar Hava, Loilam Kesover, Rav Chanina's opinion is, Den Aktorah Fagel Saktorah. A machshava during the burning of the kaimitz, about the burning of the levina, will not make pigel. Furthermore, his opinion is, Deim Afagim B'chatzi Matar, a machshava that takes place only during the burning of the kaimitz, or only during the burning of the levina, cannot make pigel either. V'shani hachop, but here, when he had both machshavas, he had a machshava, both regarding the shrayim, and both regarding the levina. So, the way I understand what the Gemara means to say is, he's permeated with pigel machshavas. And even though we could perhaps suggest that each machshava is not a perfect pigel machshava, but the fact that you have so many pigel machshavas, that's why it permeates the entire mincha. You're thinking about the shrayim improperly, you're thinking about the levina improperly, and that's why it will become pigel. Says the Gemara, Tana Tana Kamei, the Yitzchak Bar Abba, Hik the kaimitz lechel shrayim, if somebody burnt the kaimitz with a machshava to eat the shrayim tomorrow, the divrei hakel pigel, that's going to be pigel. Ask the Gemara, how can we say that everybody will agree it's pigel? Isn't that the subject of Eim Afaglim of Chatzi Matar, which we'll be discussing is the Machlokes Ramei and the Chachamim? As says the Gemara, El Eima, the proper way to learn it is that it's posel. Because as we learned, even the Rabbanon who hold Eim Afaglim of Chatzi Matar, and therefore if you only had the Machshava by the burning of the kaimitz and not by the burning of the levina, it can't become pigel. Still, the Rabbanan agree that it's going to be possible because there are certain avoidus that only apply to the kaimitz. The best example would be the kamitza itself. And there, if you had a machshava by the kamitza alone, it will be pigel because there's no other matter involved in the act of kamitza. In order to avoid making a mistake, that's why the Rabbanan said that there it will be possible. Ask the Gemara, why did Rabbi Yitzchak say to say possible instead of pigel? Vilema, why didn't he say hareza pigel? Why do we ask the Gemara, why are we so quick to change, which we try to avoid, to change the wording of a brisa, why don't we keep the words Hareza Pigel and say that that brisa of Ramei here is following the opinion of Ramei that holds Mefagdim B'chatzim Matar. Says the Gemara, Tana, the Tana who taught this brisa, Derehako Asniyo. His Rebbe taught him that the halacha that's being stated in this brisa is halacha that everybody taught, everybody agrees to. So when you have the words Derehakol in the brisa, there's no way of changing that, because you can't just take out those words. It was very clear that the intention was the Derehakol, that everybody agrees to this psak. However, says, and that's what the Gemara says, Pigel b'posel mechovlei. It's easy to confuse the word pigel and posel. So therefore, we meant what was meant was pigel, and it says it was meant posel, and they got confused in their own posel. But divrei hakol mechovlei, to say that it was supposed to say divrei hakol, and then it's not divrei hakol. How did that happen? If that is the case, and therefore because of that, says the Gemara, do we have to amend the brisa and say, don't say pigel, but rather say posel? Says the Mishnah, if somebody does kmitza on a mincha with the intention to eat after the proper time something which is not meant to be eaten. For example, the kmitza of the levina, which are not something that's eaten. And Taisu says that the same halacha would be if you had a machsheves chutz l'mekaymoy on something that you had a machsheves chutz l'mekaymoy lechol davish ein da'akol lechol, it would not be possible. Or lahakol davish ein da'akol lahakter. Again, the comments of Mincha, lechol davish ein da'akol lechol, lahakter davar shein da'akol lahakter kosher. Because that is not considered a machshava that we have to give any credence to. Rabbi Elazar paisel, but Rabbi Elazar holds that is paisel. The Rashi and the other mafarshim explain that this type of machshava halachically is not considered a machshava because it's a meaningless machshava, and therefore, since it's a meaningless machshava, the halacha doesn't pay attention to it. Continues the Mishnah. However, if you had a mind to eat something that's meant to be eaten, or to burn something that's meant to be burned, but you had this machshava on less than a kazayis, so again, the halacha will be that the carbon mincha is kosher. Because the halacha is that whenever we speak about achila, the achila is always in halacha defined as a kazayis. So, of course, the question is that, and this is a very fundamental question, that even though we know that whenever the Torah, wherever the halacha speaks about achila, means a kazayis, but isn't there a rule of chatzi shir? And chatzi shir is also in our Torah. So, if that's the case, why, even if you only had a machshava on less than a kazayis, should we not apply here the concept of chatzi shir? To which the Paiskim apply a very important rule. The rule of Chatzi Shir is said regarding eating. Where halacha is, you're not allowed to eat the kazayis or machalas asuris. So the halacha teaches us that Chatzi Shir asim in the Torah, the midrash, so you're not allowed to even eat less than a kazayis. Here, the focus is not on the eating. The focus is this carbon going to be pigel? And to make pigel, you need a shir sholem of a kazayis. So again, lechol davish dak lechol, or lahakta davish dak lahakta, pochem a kazayis kosher. Lechol chatzi zayis, lahakta chatzi kazayis. You want to have a combination of achila and aktara, it's still kosher. Because the halach is, she'en achila v'aktara metstarfim, the achila and aktara can combine. Even though, point out the mefarshim, that we learned this halacha already on Daf Yubeis on Mebeis in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah says lechol k'chatzis zayis lehak the k'chatzis zayis kosher shein achila v'aktar mitzdarfin. The Mishnah over here repeated it to teach us that even though we learned at the beginning of our Mishnah, the opinion of Reb Elezer, and Reb Elezer says that it is pigel where lechel dov shein da'akel lechel or lach the dov shein da'akel hakter, as we're going to explain in the Gemara. As far as this halach is concerned, of achila and akhtara being mitztarif, that Reb Elezer agrees that is kosher, ein achila akhtara mitztarfin. Says the Gemara, Amar Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, ma tama to Reb Elezer. Why is it the opinion of Reb Elezer that when you had a machshava on to eat something which is not meant to be eaten, that it's still a problem? Amakra, the pasuk that discusses pigel, says, and Chazal in Masech Tzvachim Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph explained the pasuk that if somebody had a mind to eat the carbon on Yom HaShlishi, we're speaking there about carbon shlomim, and he had a mind, carbon shlomim, as we know, is nechel shnei yom v'layl echad, and he had a machshava to eat that carbon on day three, it's pigel. The pasuk uses the words ha'ochel yachel. So says the Gemara, what we learn from that is b'shtei achilas akos medaber. The pasuk is speaking about two different types of achilas. Echad achilas adam, the part that the owners or the people eat from the carbon. Echad achilas mizbeach, that part that we put on the mizbeach, the emrim. Why are they both combined? Says the Gemara, Loimelach, says Reb Elezer, to teach us, Kshem Shemachashim Achilas Adam, just like a machshava about Achilas Adam makes pigel, Kach Machashim Achilas Mizbeach. So to a machshava about putting Amram on the Mizbeach after the time that it's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, the halacha is, would make pigel. So of course the question asked the Brisker Rav, is what is the Gemara teaching us that we don't know? Of course, if you had a mind to put on the Mizbeach, to put it on the Mizbeach, chutz l'zmanoi, past the right time, it's pigel. What is the Gemara coming to teach us? Says the Brisker Rav, because the Gemara is teaching us that the words achilas Mizbeach, that the word achila is applicable even to something that is put on the Mizbeach. And continues Reb Elezer teaching us, if somebody had a machshava that he's going to eat something after chutz l'zmanai, mechilas mizbeach l'mechilas mizbeach, and something that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach to be burnt past the right time, kach mechash mechilas adam mizbeach. If somebody had a machshava that to burn on the Mizbeach, something that should be eaten, or machilas Mizbeach la'adam, or to have a machshava about eating something which is burnt, supposed to be burnt, those two are also considered machshavas that make pigel. My tama, why would we say that? Shouldn't we say that if you had a machshava to burn something that's supposed to be eaten, we had a machshava to eat something that's burnt, it should be a meaningless machshava? Answers Reb Elezer, midafkin rachmana laktar b'loshon achila. The fact that we find that the Torah uses the word achila regarding something that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, what does the Torah mean to do with this? What the Torah means to do with this is to show us that even a machshava of achila on something that's supposed to be burnt, or machshava of burning on something that's supposed to be eaten, is also machshava of pigel. Why? Because the Torah used the words ha'achol yerachol. So how do Rabbanan that disagree with Reb Elezer explain this wording? Rabbanan hayach finer achmana b'loshan achila. This that the Torah used the word achila to teach us the loishna be mechashiv b'loshan achila lemizbeach, the loishna kimeshachashiv b'loshan aktar lemizbeach. If somebody had a machshava to put on the mizbeach something that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, but the way he had that machshava was with the word achila. So, as we said earlier, we can make an argument that the word achila doesn't apply to the mizbeach, and therefore, even though his machshava was regarding something that belongs on the mizbeach, but the fact that he used the word achila should make that it should be in a meaningless machshava, teaches us the pasuk that the word achila for something that belongs on the mizbeach is an appropriate wording. Even though the Gemara Masechet Zvachim, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph teaches us, the pasuk says tachleu a pasuk niyev tachleu eish loy neifach. So we see that the word achila is used for the mizbeach. Says Tosfos, that's where the pasuk uses the word eish. But when the word eish is not used, how do we know that the word achila is appropriate? That's why teaches us this pasuk that even without the word eish, having in mind that I'm going to put on the mizbeach, that I'm going to put on the mizbeach something that's supposed to be on the mizbeach at the wrong time, then the halacha is that that's a machshavas pit is a machshavas pigle. And the Brisker Rav expands on what Taisa says, because what Eish comes to teach us that your machshava was that achila, but it's going to be burnt on the mizbeach, and that is indeed what's supposed to happen with something that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. But when it was not your machshava to burn it on the mizbeach, your machshava was achila on the mizbeach, one can maybe consider it a meaningless statement. Teach us the pasuk that it's not that way. Inami, the other point, say the Chachamim, what we learn from Aruchel Yerachol, is to teach us ma'achila b'kazayis, that whenever we speak about achila, we know the shir achila is kazayis, as we discussed in the Mishnah. Af haktar b'kazayis, that when we speak about haktara, the mouth of the haktara to become a machshavas pigle is a kazayis. Loilam, but when we say the word achila, achila dorcha mashmet, speaking about eating chutz l'zmanai. Rav Elazar, why does he not agree with the way the Chachamim explained the pasuk? Says the Gemara, Im Kain, says Rabbi Elazar, if the pasuk is to be explained the way Chachamim explained the pasuk, Lichter Chmana and Ma'achal Ha'achal, Inamim Im Ya'achal Ya'achal, Mai He'achal Ya'achal. So the Torah, besides using the same word, doesn't use it in the same way. Shmamina Tati, to teach us both halachas that we just, to teach us all of the halachas that we've learned, that machilas mizbeach is that something that's supposed to be burnt, you can have machshava achila, and the halacha of kezayis as well. Amalei Rav Zeiler of Asi, says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, itab Rav Elazar mishamachihu, if this is the basis for Rav Elazar's psak, so then it's a full-fledged pigle. It should be chayiv karis in such situations, says the Rav Chita Malchinami. And if you will argue that indeed Rav Elazar considers it full fledged pigle, ask the Gemara v'atu the Amid Mishmei Rav Yochanan. You were the one that taught us that Rav Yochanan says the Maider Rav Elazar Sheinan is karis, that there is no karis. Amalei, to which Rav Asi says to Rav Zeira, tonight he alived Rav Elazar. There's a machloikus tanoim. What is the opinion of Rav Elazar? Ikla mandamar. There's one mandam that says that Rav Elazar's opinion is that when you had a machshava achila on something that's supposed to be burnt, or vice versa, it's possible in the raisa, and therefore would be pigle and chorus. Vikla mandamar. But there's a different opinion that Rav Elazar holds. It's only possible in the rabbanon. Says the Gemara of the Tanya. We learned in the braisa shachar as a zevach. If somebody shechted a carpet, lishtes medamai. The blood that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach, he had in mind to drink that blood lemachar, after the proper zman. So this is something that's supposed to be eaten by the mizbeach, and he had in mind that it should be eaten by a person. Again, the basar is supposed to be eaten by people, and he had in mind to burn it at the wrong time. That here too, the murim are supposed to be put on the mizbeach, and he had in mind that a person, we should eat it after the right time. In all these cases, it's kosher. Rabbi Elazar Paisel, and Rabbi Elazar holds, as we learned in our Mishnah, that even though he had a mind to eat something which is not eaten, or he had a mind to burn something which is not meant to be burned, it's possible. If somebody had in mind that the blood that's supposed to be put on the Mizbeach today should be left over. Not that he had a mind that he's going to do this reek at the wrong time. Not that he had a mind that he's going to drink that blood. He had a mind just to leave it for the wrong time. Rabbi Yehuda Paisel, Rabbi Yehuda says it's Paisel, Amar Rabbi Elazar Apazu, here too, Shabbat Elazar Paisel, Fachacham Mechshirim. Ask the Gemara, trying to understand what is Rabbi Yehuda saying. Rabbi Yehuda, I'll leave the man. What is it, Rabbi Yehuda, who's saying his opinion, who of the Tanaim's opinion does Rabbi Yehuda follow? Elam, I leave it to Rabbanan. If we'll say Rabbi Yehuda follows the opinion of the Chachamim, the Chachamim hold that if you had a machshava on something that's supposed to be eaten to be burnt or vice versa, but it's not pigle, but if you had a machshava to leave the blood for the next day, it's going to be possible. Ask the Gemara. I don't understand. Hashta, or mahasam, when somebody had a machshava about eating something tomorrow, So he asks a machshava sachila. And a machshava sachila is a primary part of making pigle. The kamachashi beloshna achila. Still machshi rabbanon, because you did not think about eating something which is meant to be eating. Hacha, where all he had a machshava was to leave the blood for tomorrow. And achila was not part of his machshava at all. Like Koshkein, that the chaman would certainly hold that this carbon is kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda certainly could not be saying his opinion according to the opinion of the Chachamim. It must be a Levit Rabbi Lezer. It must be saying, that Rabbi Yehuda is saying, according to Rabbi Lezer, that Rabbi Lezer says that if you had a machshava to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, to burn something that's not meant to be burnt, it's going to be pigle. It comes Rabbi Yehuda to say that even a machshava hinuach, a machshava to leave it for tomorrow, Rabbi Lezer is going to hold this puzzle. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Apazu, Rabbi Elazar Pais v'Chacham Mechshirim. So how do we understand the last words of the Braisa that Rabbi Elazar says it's possible the Chacham holds Mechashir? Rabbi Yehuda is expounding on Rabbi Elazar's opinion. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda. There's no Mechloikus. How do we understand the wording of the Braisa? Elalav, how must we understand the Braisa? Karasik v'nayu. Rabbi Yehuda Savor, Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that in a case of laniach midam elamacher, where there's a machshava to leave the blood for the next day, there is no chiv karis, there's only psul ba'alma. But the other cases of machshava to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, to burn something that's not burnt, meant to be burnt, Rabbi Yehuda says, not only is it a problem, it's a problem to the degree that it's full-fledged pigle, and therefore, karis nami mechayiv. Vosser, Rabbi Elazar, Lameima, Rabbi Elazar says, no. And all the cases that we've been speaking about in our shiurim, whether it's the case of to eat something that's not meant to be eaten, to burn something that's not meant to be burned, or to leave over from the dam, possible ain't by karis. Rabbi Elazar says it's only possible, but not pigle that comes with a chi of karis. So we now have this question that the Gemara wanted to discuss. What is Rabbi Elazar's opinion of these cases? Is it chi of karis or not? Is the machloik? Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a chi of karis, but at this point in the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar is not going to agree that it's full-fledged pigle.